Hurricane season is officially underway, but the peak of the anticipated storm season won't arrive until mid to late August. The National Weather Service predicts this year's storms will be about average or maybe above average, with 10 to 16 named storms and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. Those predictions use sophisticated computer modeling, but should the forecasters also look to the trees? One local researcher says yes. That's Delaware State University professor Christopher Heckscher. He's just published a study that says the breeding habits of a migratory bird species that nests in Delaware can predict the severity of the coming hurricane season. Professor Heckscher, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
So your study centers around the veery, which is a songbird species I'd never heard of. Tell us a little bit about what kind of bird the veery is, what it looks like, where it lives, what it eats.
Okay, the veery is a thrush, so it's closely related to the robin, which a lot of folks might be familiar with. It's a little bit smaller than a robin that you might see in your yard. It's just basically a brown bird with a white belly that lives in the forest understory. They migrate every fall down to South America and then return back to the Northeast to breed.
And so you've been studying them for some length of time. How did you come to connect the length of their breeding period with tropical storms and how severe those storms are going to be?
Let me start off by saying, if you're a little bird and you have to migrate from, let's say, Delaware down to Brazil, which is where they spend the winter, you want to make sure that you're going to have a safe flight. And if you're out over, say, the Caribbean Sea or the Gulf of Mexico, and you're flying along and there's no place to land and you encounter a hurricane, you can imagine that's going to cause some problems for you. So I noticed that these birds stopped nesting earlier in some years than others on my study site in Delaware. And it's something I'd been aware of for a long time, but I hadn't put much thought to it. But it suddenly occurred to me that there could be something going on during the fall when they're migrating to South America that might cause them to stop nesting early. So if they stop nesting early, they might have more time to migrate during the fall. They might have a longer period of time to get ready to migrate before they leave Delaware. So it just occurred to me to look at maybe tropical storms might be something that they're trying to avoid, or perhaps get to South America a little bit early so they might skip some of the peak of the hurricane season, which is in September and October. And I just looked back through my data going back almost 20 years and found that there was a pretty strong relationship.
It does sound a little bit like something you'd read in the Farmer's Almanac. how consistent have they been in predicting storm severity? Did they get it wrong some year, and do some of these birds get stuck in really bad storms? Or?
Yeah, they do get it wrong. I found that the correlation between the timing of the time when they lay their eggs at White Clay Creek State Park and the number of hurricanes that they might encounter during the following fall is about between 50% and 60%. You know, it's not 100%, so some years they are off, but that correlation is actually quite high compared to other ways that we've tried to predict hurricane seasons. If you look at the correlations that NOAA and some of the other universities have done using meteorological data, their correlations are only between about 40% and 50%. For their predictions at the time that the veeries are nesting. So it's actually turned out that the veeries are better predictors, early season predictors of the following hurricane season than some of the other major meteorological groups that put out these predictions every summer.
What is the meaning for weather forecasters or for others looking at, you know, computer models and very in-depth simulations? Can the veery sort of confirm their expectations? What's the takeaway from this?
Well, there's lots of things that we can learn from this. One of the things that I'm hoping is that the veeries might actually be using something in the atmosphere or the environment that meteorologists may not be aware of yet. And because they're such good predictors, the birds, that is, you know, maybe we should look at the environmental conditions that the veeries might be using to adjust their nesting season. Clearly, they know by, say, mid-May at the latest what the hurricane season is likely to be in September and October. So they're using something out there that so far, at least it appears, is a better predictor than some of the parameters the meteorologists have been using. I mentioned earlier the birds do spend 8 months of their year down in the Amazon basin in Brazil. So I suspect that there's something happening down there that's affecting the bird's physiology that then sets them up to prepare for a strong hurricane season. And then conversely, if they're not likely to encounter many tropical storms or hurricanes in the fall, they can extend their breeding season, which is good if you're a veery.
All right, Delaware State University Professor Christopher Heckscher, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Sure, my pleasure.